James T. Malloy, the longtime doorkeeper of the U.S. House of Representatives and a second-generation firefighter from South Buffalo, died on Tuesday. Several years ago, Mr. Malloy recorded an interview for StoryCorps, the project that travels through the country recording your stories and archives them at the Library of Congress. He was interviewed by his friend and a fellow Buffalonian, the late Tim Russert.
What was it like the first time you walked down that aisle and said, Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States?
The first one was President Gerry Ford. You know, I was perspiring everything. I mean, I was only in the job a short period of time, about 3-4 weeks.
What did your mom and dad say when they saw their son?
My father never made a big deal of anything. But my mother was, she just loved it. She could get any conversation turned to that, you know.
Well, we had at NBC, Tom Brokaw would be anchoring. And I would send Tom little notes. I'd say, okay, Jimmy's about to introduce the President of the United States. Let's lay it on tonight. And Tom would say, you're about to hear the voice James T. Malloy, the proud son of Catherine Malloy of, was it 106 Bloomfield?
Well, you got it. You're
106
good,
Bloomfield. And finally, the last time, with your last hurrah, he said, we're about to hear the voice of James T. Malloy. An extraordinary man, a gifted firefighter, a man who studied the law. I would say in every sense of the word, a true Renaissance man. Now, you left the doorkeeper position when?
The 94.
When Newt Gingrich, the Republican.
When Newt Gingrich, they abolished the doorkeeper. My last official act was to introduce Newt Gingrich as the speaker. And then I raced down, filed my papers.
So you retired?
I retired, yeah.
Before we go, the best way I ever described you, James T. Malloy, was a good man who knew everybody and was always proud of taking care of his own.
Well, I'll accept that. I like that. Again, you always look back to where you started from, where you started from, where I started from, you know. And Washington is a great place.
But it's no South Buffalo.
No, it's no South Buffalo.
Amen.
Thank you.
James T. Malloy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim.
James T. Malloy, the longtime doorkeeper of the House of Representatives, speaking with the late Tim Russert. Mr. Malloy died this week at the age of 75. You're listening to NPR News.